What's causing these especially frigid temperatures we've seen, that we're seeing on Monday and Tuesday?
Well, several things came together, Rich. We had the passage of the Arctic cold front Saturday afternoon and came through Macomb between 3 and 4 o'clock. And so cold air has just been pouring steadily into the region ever since. And at the core of the cold air is a really strong high-pressure system that has come from the far north. Now, the only way that we get really cold air, what constitutes an Arctic outbreak, is when our upper airflow becomes oriented pretty much due out of the north. So we're actually pulling air down here that is originating, from the North Pole or at least from the Arctic.
Why doesn't this happen every winter? I mean, what conditions are in place right now that are causing this?
Well, actually, we probably get 1 to 2 Arctic outbreaks each winter, but not of the magnitude that we're seeing. This is just kind of an exceptional. When Alaska, and particularly the Gulf of Alaska, tends to get really warm, it acts as kind of a giant push, and it pushes all the cold air, and then the cold air just comes dropping straight down into the United States. So it takes some special circumstances to achieve an Arctic outbreak of this magnitude. The last time we were this cold was January of 2009.
What's it going to take to push this Arctic air back up to the Arctic where it belongs?
We need to change the upper air pattern, and that is going to happen over the course of the week. And so by the end of the week, we should be back above freezing. But in the meantime, we have to endure another night of extreme sub-zero cold, and then conditions will finally come above zero on Tuesday.
Are we expecting any precipitation as things warm up?
Yeah, we get some light snow in here on Wednesday, but nothing of the magnitude of the snowstorm that developed and hit us Saturday night and Sunday. And then, of course, the real problem with that fresh snow around was the strong winds causing extreme blowing and drifting snow, particularly in rural areas. So it was pretty much a whiteout condition, and roads were pretty close to impassable in many spots on Sunday afternoon and evening. Reminiscent of December of 2012, I'm sure people well remember that, when something like 200 vehicles we're off the road on U.S. 67 north of Macomb, between Macomb and Roseville.
Yeah, and with that storm, there wasn't even really that much snow. It just the wind just blew it all over the place.
Well, that was about 5 inches of snow with 30-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Here we had anywhere from 5 to 8 inches of snow with, similarly strong winds. So yeah, I think the two events were somewhat comparable. The difference is this time around we've got actual air temperatures that are, we're down in the single digits, and now, of course, dropped as low as 14 below this morning in Macomb.
Once it warms up later in the week, is it going to stay more? Will the temperatures remain, more normal, or can we expect colder temperatures to move back in?
I think colder temperatures, at least initially, going to take a while. We now have, lots of snow covering the ground, and that snow is obviously not going to melt until temperatures get above freezing at the end of the week.
What can do we have a feel for what we can expect for the rest of the winter?
Well, I tend to sort of believe in what you call persistence, which is more of the same until you see signs of a real pattern shift. And I, to be honest, I don't actually track that, because it's hard enough to deal with the forecast on a 3 to 7 day basis, much less trying to project what's going to happen over the course of the winter season.
All right. Do you have a feel for whether this might be a longer winter or a shorter winter, just based on what we've seen so far?
I think everybody would conclude at this juncture this has been a very severe winter, and we're only a month or so in, right? Officially, what is it, 2 weeks since the shortest day of the year, the, quote, first day of winter.
All right, yeah, and it's been cold and snowy ever since.
Well, we've had Arctic air and Arctic intrusions, you know, going back into November. Following the tornadoes in Illinois, we've had several Arctic intrusions. The difference is we didn't have any snow on the ground, so they didn't have the punch, the full impact. Now we've got snow all over, and so when this cold air comes down and it's crossing over the snowpack, it doesn't modify very easily. We could, you know, I remember getting an Arctic outbreak, this would be like 25 years ago, that occurred at the end of January, but with no snow on the ground. And so while the temperature dropped greatly, it was falling from 70 degrees. It was a true Arctic outbreak, but it moderated very quickly with no snow on the ground. And that's the problem we have now. We have sufficient snow on the ground, and places to the south of us, like St. Louis, got like a foot of snow yesterday. So it's going to be a while before this Arctic air, you know, modifies enough for us to see anything really warm in temperature.
When it does warm up later in the week, at least just a little bit, is it going to get warm enough that we need to be concerned about perhaps ice storms or icy conditions?
Yeah, there is a chance of, rain or a rain-snow mixture when we move into the weekend, but that's just, there's not a lot of, a lot of certainty in the forecast for that. We do see some storm systems, but at this juncture, can't pin them down, but we'll certainly keep an eye on it.